talking to you. Not like a song called Liberace Afternoon, played with a Latin beat and sung in pitch-perfect Spanglish. Liberace Afternoon is from the new CD Diablo Mambo by the band The Cuban Cowboys. It's a group that mixes Cuban rhythms with rock and punk and family stories of pre-Castro Havana with post-exile tensions. Guitarist Jorge Navarro is the lead singer and songwriter of The Cuban Cowboys. He joins us now from member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
And what's the story of Liberace Afternoon? Your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother, Irene. Irene Song was her name, and she was a piano teacher and a seamstress in Cuba. And when we came to the States, my mother was able to afford to buy her a used piano. And at the time, I found it, you know, among the most annoying thing ever in my young life. And I would do everything to try to get her to stop. And I shot a bottle rocket at her one time in the house.
You shot a bottle rocket at your grandmother?
At my own grandmother. I was that kind of a child.
So how did you get interested in music?
I was studying to be a Roman Catholic priest, believe it or not. I was in upstate New York, and I began to play bass at our school masses. And from there, it just kind of took off.
And when did Cuban heritage enter the musical picture?
Well, I was working on a PhD in bilingual education. In fact, as of a year ago, I was still a doctoral candidate at the University of Florida. And I was trying to find a way to prepare Anglo teachers for work with Latino students. And basically, I was in the process of getting back in touch with my culture and my first language. And so I was very much into the music, having been a rock musician for a longer time than a Cubophile. I ended up blending the two.
Another song I want to ask you about, Checks in the Mail.
Oh, goodness, Scott. It just relates to our terrible experience. We signed a record deal in 2005, and we turned away two major labels and a reputable independent to go with this new company, and it all fell apart. So the Checks in the Mail just talks about the plethora of empty promises received by the band over the course of almost 6 years. Si todo es un desengaño, a criminal offense, far as I know is all we got from you, señor no show.
Your word is as bad as my guitar solo. I gotta say, I love that line. Your word's as bad as my guitar solo.
Thank you so much. It's one of my secret favorites as well.
Was your grandfather the Rahm Emanuel of Cuba? Pre-Castro Cuba?
You know, that's certainly how he fancied himself in all of his stories. He worked in two presidential administrations, for the Machado and for both Batista administrations. He was a bookie at first, arranging bets for government officials, and he actually was there when Che Guevara, during the early days of the revolution, was asked to run the Cuban banks. And in exchange for helping Che Guevara learn the system, my father was released from prison. My grandfather had him sprung from jail because my father was a Havana city councilman whose campaign slogan was democracy yes, revolution no. So he was one of the first people to get sentenced to 30 years as soon as the tanks rolled into Havana. So my grandfather, who informs a lot of my songs and all of my my family tales, you know, one of the hallmarks of exile is memory. And it's weird that, you know, up until this year when I went to Cuba for the first time, all of my memories of Cuba were my family's. Yeah. In some ways, you know, my Cuba was 1958 Cuba.
The song that kicks off this album is about your grandfather.
Yeah.
We can't play it.
Oh, no, very good, very good. I was hoping that, you know, it would somehow, you know, make it past some sort of FCC censorship, and that, you know, it's a fairly common word, but I understand.
Yeah, it's less censorship than just it's, you know, Saturday morning, and for that matter, our children could be listening.
I know.
But I think we can play the tune Señor Balaban.
Oh, there you go. Yes, you can.
There's a friend of your grandfather's?
Well, the character, I changed the name. Really, it's based on a very famous Havana street character known as El Caballero de París, who would interact with my grandfather practically every morning, always trying to, you know, give advice about women, mostly. And so it was very decidedly off color, and it was passed on to me. And that's what I write about in the song, you know, what my grandfather experienced as a young man in Havana.
Let's listen to a little bit of Señor Balaban.
Took the music to Cuba. Again, I traveled there this summer, meeting family members for the first time throughout the country. They were just, you know, they were like, but this is Cuban music. This is, you told us it was rock. And that was just a really sweet and affirming thing to hear over and over and over again.
Let me ask another cut, a couple other cuts in here if we could.
Sure.
La Ventana.
Ah, yes, La Ventana.
This is doo-wop, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My producer insisted on, among the things that he brought to the sound was he wanted to mix things up. He wanted to surprise audiences, and he wanted something that kind of spoke to a time where Cuba and the United States were a little bit closer artistically. It wasn't just Cuban's influence on jazz that had an impact, but there were a lot of doo-wop groups, and the Zafiros incorporated some of these things, so he wanted a different kind of sound. But it's a mostly true story about my experience in Brooklyn, New York. And we lived across the way, the rooftop, from a very attractive set of neighbors who had a thing for walking around with no clothes on at night. And so the band would be rehearsing, and sometimes we'd just stop rehearsing. We'd turn the lights off, and we'd sit there and watch them. And then there was nothing, you know, out of the ordinary going on. These people were just having dinner and getting up to fix tea and without any clothes. And so
I noticed you didn't shoot a bottle rocket at them, did you?
No, I did not. No bottle rocket, nothing like that.
Whoa, oh, the moon over Brooklyn is on my side. Help me peek across the rooftops, past the cat in all the window, just to see her turn on her light. See the fishies on her shower curtain. I see her stockings run.
This is this is quite a delightful song. Without overreaching, I hope, do you think that your music symbolizes something about the absorbency, the way both American culture and, for that matter, Cuban musical culture take in so many influences?
Certainly. You hear it in the Spanglish, of course. You hear it in the melding of styles. The music itself is a reflection of that absorbency that you speak of. I mean, when I speak English, I have no discernible accent, pero cuando yo hablo el español, el acento mío es puro cubano, you know, and that I'm able to...
We should explain. You said when I speak Spanish, I have a discernibly Cuban accent.
Of course, of course. And by all appearances, I look very Anglo. I'm a very light-skinned Cuban. In the same way, this music isn't strictly Latino. We surprise a lot of audiences on both sides. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to bring the two together.
I thought we'd go out on Bajo la Luna.
Ah, Bajo la Luna.
You sort of quote from Talking Heads, "This ain't no Luna Disco."
Yes,
this
yes,
ain't
I do.
No mess around. Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. First.
Sure.
Cuando sube la luna, cuando baja el sol, this ain't no Luna Disco. This ain't no mess around. When the moon come up and the sun goes, bajo la luna.
So the thought behind this.
I dated a young woman when I lived in New York City who had the most beautiful, beautiful white skin. It was luminescent, if you will, and
that's just a love song.
You know, and David Byrne, of course, has always been one of my favorites, and some folks have said that I sound like him, so I couldn't resist.
Oh, Mr. Navarro, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's been a pleasure.
Speaking to us from San Francisco, Jorge Navarro of the Cuban Cowboys. Their new CD is from We Nice Music, and it's called Diablo Mambo.
Bajo, bajo la luna.
And stream songs from the Cuban Cowboys' new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.